Blog Talk Radio.
And I am your hostess for the Living by Design Talk Show. And I'm so glad that you have decided to join us today. We have a very, very exciting show on tap for you. As always, we have some very empowering topics, very empowering guests. And our goal is to make sure that you have access to all the resources that you need to live your life by design. So welcome, 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 and we're very glad you decided to join us today. Now, before we actually jump into our show topic for the evening and before we bring our guest on the line, I would like to make an announcement. I am working with an organization, and we're getting ready to kick off a new TV show, and I'm very, very excited about this new TV show, and it's going to be premiering on July the 1st, which is this Sunday, at 6 p.m. on the WFYI network in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's a local TV station in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the TV show is entitled, It's a Family Reunion, What's Your Story? And it's a documentary reality show that celebrates the past, present, and future of real families across America as they gather for their annual family reunions. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. And I'm just going to play a quick PSA announcement about the show so that you can have a little bit more information about what to expect.
Three Indiana families sharing a common bond.
In the end, family is who you have.
Linked to each other through love and a common past.
I want to know about my ancestors.
Share the joys and emotions.
Where was his father and where was his mother?
In their search for answers.
We found some interesting stuff.
Andrea Morgan presents It's a Family Reunion. What's your story?
Don't miss It's a Family Reunion this Sunday, July 1st at 6 p.m. on WFYI Indianapolis.
And we are very excited about this new show. So as I stated, make sure you go on this exciting journey with me and watch this show coming up this Sunday at 6 p.m. on the WFYI Network in Indianapolis, Indiana. So for all of my indie listeners, I want you all to be in front of your TV set 6 p.m. this Sunday because we're going to be talking about this a little bit more. So it's a very new, very exciting new reality TV show coming to Indianapolis. So please tune in. Now, on to our show this evening and our guest. I am very, very excited about talking about our discussion this evening, which is going to include what is standing in your way. There's always something that is standing in the way and preventing you from accomplishing your goals. And my guest this evening knows a lot about that. She's working on a brand new book entitled, Who's Better Than Me? And I love that title, and it's a very, very great book, and it's going to help women who are telling themselves lies, and I actually have a book coming up entitled Lies, Love, and Life that is a book about that exact topic. So it's something that is universal. People really get caught up in a lot of self-lies, and it just totally trips you up in accomplishing your goals. So we're going to bring our guest on the line for the evening, Miss Nancy Witter, is going to be our guest. Hello, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm good, Kathy. How are you?
I am wonderful this evening, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Living by Design Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited about your TV show. That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that as well. Yes, yes, yes. That'll be coming up this Sunday, so I hope everyone tunes in who's in the Indianapolis viewing area.
Wonderful stuff.
Yes, it is. It is. And our discussion this evening is going to be about how to get unstuck, because I get that question so many times, Nancy. I just hear that all the time. People are just stuck in their rut, and they're stuck in their comfort zone, and they're stuck in their self-lies, and they're stuck in so many different things, whatever you want to call it, whatever name you want to put on it, that prevents them from moving forward. They're either stalled or they're looking in the rearview mirror, stuck in their past.
I have a great visual that I love to use for this, and I always say, if you're facing the right direction, just put one foot in front of the other and move forward in an orderly fashion. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be these great big things, but I think to be honest with yourself is very important. If you find yourself stuck, generally, for most people, the stuckedness is somewhere in fear. It's either in fear or it's in a self-belief system. And if you can picture the good angel and the bad angel on your shoulder, and I think almost all human beings have had this experience where they say on the one hand, I'm very good at whatever it is. I'm very good at writing. I'm very good at organizing. I'm very good at my job. And I deserve that promotion, or I should open up my own business because I'm great at this or that. And then the other side says, really? Really? You've never really stuck to anything. You know, someone's better than you. You're never going to do it. You always say that. And that's where we have this struggle. There is that voice of doubt that's very loud.
Yes.
And it tends to get in our way. And if we don't hear it, we can't tell it to shut up.
That's right.
And there's an awful lot of women who will say to themselves, but that's the truth. I'm really not as good as Mary is at that. Or she's got a lot more experience. And they super doubt themselves. And that very often is what keeps them stuck. So they say, you know what, I may as well just stay here, because if I don't try, I won't be a failure, you know.
Right.
If I try and it doesn't work, and it probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be very surprised if they really thought out loud, and really, I'm a big believer in writing, just write it down. You have to be a writer. You don't need grammar. Just write down what's inside you and see what shows up on the paper. And that, very often, you'll look at it and say, oh, I didn't know I believe that. Because whatever you believe will absolutely come true. If you really believe that you can be a success, you most certainly will be. Because when
right.
obstacles get in the way, you will find a way instinctively to get rid of them.
Exactly.
And if you really believe, really, in your core of cores, that you can't do it, then you absolutely will find every way, every obstacle will be too big to overcome. And it will actually stop you from doing it because you're not, and it may be that you're not ready for some people. It's you know, for everyone, it is a little different. My experience has been fear, and fear gets dressed up in a lot of different ways that people don't know that it's fear. They think either it's the truth, or they find a real reason. Money is a big thing. If people are, supposing someone wants to start their own business, and they'll say, I don't have the money, or I can't take the financial risk. Well, that would be true of everyone that's ever started anything in their lives.
Right,
you know,
right.
Right? Very few people are swimming in money when they start out. Steve Jobs started out in his garage.
Right.
I don't have enough time. Every successful person in the world has the same amount of hours in the day that we do. So it's not really that. It's usually something. But if there is an obstacle that you can name aside from fear, if you think it's a real obstacle, whether it's money or getting the right office space, or you don't know
whether the market is ripe for what you want out there and that's what's holding you back, then I would say there's a number of things you can do.
Absolutely.
The first, don't you think, brainstorming?
Yes.
With friends. Having and finding courage is another one. I wonder if someone wanted their own radio show and they called you and you or emailed you and you never knew them before, and they said, Kathy, I listened to your show and I think you're great, and to be honest with you, I've always wanted to do a show like that, but I wouldn't even know how to get started or what I should do. Would you mind talking to me for 10 minutes, or could we meet for coffee, or could you just tell me briefly how I would even attempt such a thing? You would probably feel flattered, and if you had the time, I would imagine you would say, well, I can't tell you how, if this will work for you, but this is what I did. Most people would. If someone emailed me and asked me for my expert opinion on something, I would take the time to write them back. I can't tell you how many people I know that have done that over a big thing that they were going to do, and they either emailed an author of a book and got a response like right away, and they said to themselves, or they said to me, I would never have thought they would have gotten back to me and been so instrumental in my moving along. But
Nancy, that's a very good point, because people are so afraid to come out of their comfort zone. If you want something you've never had, you must do something you've never done. And the other thing you have to keep in mind is even if that individual or that particular attempt doesn't net you anything, don't allow it to knock you off your course. Stay the course. If that person didn't answer, the next person will. And if the next person doesn't, just keep going on and on and on down the line until someone answers. I put a quote. I can't remember whose quote it is because I always like to give credit for quotes. But I put a quote up I found the other day on my Facebook page, and it says, success occurs when our dreams become bigger than our excuses.
That's right. Yep.
And there are so many excuses, and there are so many influences, and we allow these influences to determine what our behavior and our actions are going to be. The media, well, the media is negative. We know that. There's tons of negative media sources, and that's just a fact. That's just the way it is. But if you allow that to govern your behavior and determine what choices you make, then you're going to be in trouble, because the media just loves stories that bleed, and that's what they do. That's what they love. We all have negative experiences from our childhood.
That's right. And
we've all been through things.
I'm a big believer, too, in celebrating small successes. It is how we move along. So if you called someone and they never emailed you back or called you back, just using that as an example, instead of saying, I can't believe what a jerk I was that I asked them and they never got back to me. Instead, I would say, I can't believe I was brave enough to even ask.
That's right.
You know, you've got to sort of turn this around when you don't know if your idea or your where you want to go in life, if you're really stuck, either in a marriage, business, money, and you have these problems, and they are the things that are keeping you stuck. There's more different ways to get unstuck than I can tell you. And the first thing I think is just to get out of your own way. Just step aside. Don't take this obstacle as an affront against you. This is just gets filed under living. You want
exactly.
to move ahead, right? If you want a promotion and you say, I really can't talk to my boss and that's your obstacle, sit down with a piece of paper and say, what is the worst case scenario? What
right.
is the worst possible thing? And
exactly.
what are the pros and what are the cons? What am I afraid of? Really, really afraid of? And if you really uncover it and unpeel the onion, it probably comes down to you'd be afraid that your boss would say, are you kidding me? I'm never going to promote you. You're not good at what you do, and I don't like you, and I'm not doing it. That's the worst thing that someone could say, that you would be embarrassed
and would stop you from asking for a raise. Unless you write that down and you say, what are the chances that he's ever going to do that? You know what I mean? Like, that's very far-fetched. But even if he did, then I know where I stand and I got to get up and go. So yeah. That's the worst thing. Because really, fear really comes down to people either feeling embarrassed or making a fool out of themselves. That's why they're afraid of public speaking. It's,
right.
Right? It's what stops them from asking for help. I'll look stupid. They'll think I'm an idiot. What if he says no? I'll be embarrassed. And that stops us, I'm going to tell you, especially for women, I think, stops them more than almost anything else, is feeling foolish. And you can't feel foolish if you never take a chance. And, if
and
you
I can tell you, I am the perfect example. I'm a living, walking witness of the perfect example. There's not a person on this planet who had more fear of public speaking than I had. When I was in court, and it took me 28 years before I finally came up out of my fearful place. So I don't want you all out there to think, well, I'm too old or I'm too this, I'm too that. You're never too anything to get up and do. As long as you're still on this side of the ground and you're still walking around with breath in your body, you're never too old for whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Because I was terrified of public speaking the entire time I was in corporate America. And then when I came out of corporate America, I was still afraid to do this. I had such a strong passion to write. And when you write a book, people want you to talk about it. And I was so determined that I wanted to do this. I wanted to do it, and not just do it, I wanted to do it very well.
And look, and how I, great, and look and where you have your
exactly.
own radio show, you're an author.
Right.
If you stayed in the safe place, you would be unhappy because you wouldn't be who you could be.
And the safe place does not give you an opportunity to grow personally and professionally, and that's what life is all about. It's continual growth. It's a journey. And we can't allow others to shape our self-worth. If we let others shape our self-worth and let comments they make to us, it'll knock us down and keep us there.
Right, and that is why people like you, radio shows like this, books that people can read, and when – And the books that I'm writing, I really am writing for women, especially in their 50s and 60s, who are talking to themselves and saying, my worth is less. You know, what am I doing? I'm 60 years old. I knew a woman who talked to me about 4 years ago, and she was going back to school. She was 58 years old, going back to school to study acupuncture. And she said, I've always had a desire to do it, and I have the money to do it, but I could spend the money in other ways. I think it's a little selfish of me to spend that. It's a four-year program, and I won't be done until I'm 62. And does that seem foolish to you that I would start something at 62? I said, well, you're going to be 62 anyway, and who wouldn't want someone working on them that has the life experience of a 62-year-old woman? And by the way, you're in good health. You'll probably live till 80. This is something you could do because of the world we live in now. This is something you could do for the next 20 years. So why wouldn't you? P.S., she just graduated, and she wrote me to say, you know, we just had this kind of one-hour conversation. And she said, it was what you said. It never occurred to me because so many other people said to me, you're going to start school like at 58. That's a little. And there's tons of stories like that. And
absolutely,
she couldn't be happier. She's opening up a private practice. She's got people lined up. She couldn't be happier. And I said, that's why I wrote the book, Who's Better Than You? And Other Helpful Lies Women Should Tell Themselves. They've got
right.
to tell themselves a lot of things that I don't care if it starts out being a lie, as long as eventually you believe it. And eventually you have to say, who's, you know, in a very comical way, who's better than me? I'm whoever I am, trying whatever I'm going to try. Now, I'm going to bet, Kathy, that you probably tried some things that didn't work out so well.
Oh, Nancy, I tell you, especially starting a business, If I was going on every single rejection or everything, obstacles that didn't occur, that didn't work out that I went toward, I would not be here right now. You can't allow those obstacles to stop you. You've got to, your why has to be greater than your what. If your why is big enough, nothing will stop you. Nothing. You will keep right on going until you get to where you're trying to get to. You get to your goal.
Right. And one of the things that I've always thought was that the mistakes that I've made have been the things that taught me the most. I never learned anything by not making a mistake. When people ask me for directions, I tell them what not to do, you know, because I've gotten lost so many times that when I tell people, I say, you're going to make a left, don't get in the left lane because you'll get on the wrong thing, you'll be lost forever, because I've done it. And that's how the rest of my life is. I know a lot because I took a lot of chances and a lot of things didn't go right. And from those, I learned, and then the things that went right went very right.
Right.
And that's all a part of growing pains. It's all, no one dies from trying. No one dies of embarrassment. You know, we've all had these things, but you wouldn't be where you were or where you are now if you always took the sure road. What a small, narrow thing that would be.
And even if it doesn't work out, just as you stated a bit ago when you told a story about your friend or about the young lady who was in her late 50s,
mm-hmm.
even if it doesn't work out, you're still going to age anyway.
Sure are.
If you're fortunate enough to still be living in the next 5-10 years, you're going to be 5-10 years older anyway. So why not at least attempt to do what it is that you would like to do? Who knows? Maybe you will succeed at your first attempt. Maybe you won't. But you have to keep going. You can't hit a home run unless you go to bat. I know that's an old cliche, but it is just so true.
Sure. I mean, you can either be on the field or in the stands. I want to be on the field. I want to be, you know, I want to be in it. And I think for so many women out there, My big message is you have an obligation, if you're good at something, to do it. You had a message and that you felt you had to give. So even though you were afraid of public speaking, you said the message and the obligation I feel to get this out is greater than my fear.
Right.
So I have to put my fear aside because otherwise I will have no voice and these people won't know what I can tell them that will help them, comfort them, inspire them. And therefore, you found it. And all of us have gifts. Some of them, I can't tell you how many talented women I know that don't even count their talent as talent. You know, you say, but you're so smart. And they go, I'm not that smart. Oh, I go, what, are you kidding me? All of us have something to give, and you have an obligation. If you're going to have a membership card in the human race, you have an obligation to do your best to share it with the world. And it's always different. It's not necessarily public speaking or writing a book or being a singer or being an actor. Sometimes it's being a great assistant. Sometimes it's being a wonderful volunteer, a great friend, a helpful soul. Whatever it is that you can do, you're a good listener, you have an obligation to listen. And if that gets you anywhere, it does. If it doesn't, you're still giving back. You're giving what you have to give. And you have to take an inventory. Women have to take an inventory of what it is they're good at. And I'll tell you, if you ask them to write 2 pages in any length on either page of their great successes and the things they do well and their non-successes and the things that they don't do well, the page filled with the things they don't do well, there wouldn't be enough time and enough paper.
Right.
They could go on and on and on and on and on for everything they want. And then on the page that they write what they're good at, you know, they'd go, I have good hearing. You know what I mean? Women are just harder on themselves, I think, and they don't see.
And you know, Nancy, what I think really contributes to that is society and the media. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, women get caught up in the mindset and belief from a young age
mm-hmm.
that their role in society is to be a wife and a mother. And as long as they do that, anything else is just nice extra added, and that is so not true. So women get caught up in this submissive, subservient type of behavior and attitude and mindset, and they feel like, well, I have to push down these desires to be an entrepreneur, these desires to be more than just a mother and a wife. Even if they have a career, they feel like that's a nice extra added bonus, but there's so much talent among women that we've got to tap into, and we've got to start believing in ourselves that we can do whatever it is our gifts are and bring those gifts to the world. The world needs it.
I agree, and I think that women have to look to other women for support. I really believe that we are all kindred souls, and if you need help, if you're trying to do something you've never done before, you have to look not only to the experts, not only do your research, whatever keeps fear at bay, whether that is writing down the pros and the cons. If, say, you're starting your own cupcake business and you say, oh, but Mary Lou makes much better cupcakes than me, or the grocery store has all of those cupcakes, you say, well, listen, no one cooks cupcakes like you. So you ask other women, would this be a good idea? What if I made cupcakes out of my home, and ask people and have people tell you their ideas. If they're going to be negative and terrible, say, you know what, I can't take that as a good anything. I need someone, at least if they're going to give me advice, it's got to be advice that just can't be all sunshine and flowers, and it just can't be all negative. It's got to be, well, I would research this, I would research that, I would find out if you can do this. But I think by and large, women have to totally support each other and say, you can do this, and I will help you in any way that I can. And women make great friends.
Yes,
women make great friends.
I could not agree more. And, Nancy, believe it or not, we are coming up on our last 60 seconds in the show, and this has been an amazingly wonderful conversation and just a wealth of knowledge and great information for everyone, especially our female listeners. So please, if you missed any part of this, if you're just tuning in, please go back and listen to the archive download show. It is an amazing discussion, great information. Nancy, please quickly give us your website if someone wants to check out your information.
Sure. It's Nancy Witter, WITTER, lifecoach.com. And I'd be happy to have anybody come visit. And it was a pleasure talking to you, Kathy. What a force of energy you are. Boy, the world needs more of you.
And same to you, my dear friend. Absolutely the same to you. So thank you so much for tuning in. And, again, please check out our show coming on, premiering this Sunday, July 1st, 6 p.m. on WFYI in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's going to be produced by Clover Lane Media and WFYI Productions, and Andrea Moorhead, who is a Emmy Award-winning news anchor in Indianapolis, is going to be the executive producer of the show. So we will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design show, and thank you again for tuning in, and we're signing off for now. Good night, everyone.